Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, I welcome you to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our first reading will be taken from the prophet Hosea, chapter 11, verses 1, 3 to 4, 8 to 9. Our responsorial psalm today will be taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 12. Our second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 8 to 12, 14 to 19. Our gospel reading will be taken from John's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 31 to 37. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 19 and 20, the rich fool said to himself, "I have plenty of good things laid up for many years. I will take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be required of you. Then who will own all that you have accumulated?" Thus, my brother, my sister, if we desire to play God with our wealth, life, power, talent, and gifts, then we must note that we cannot and will never be able to replace God, the Creator and Giver of life. Thus, we cannot succeed in sidelining the Lord because, as the psalmist of today says, God is our salvation, He is our strength, He is our song and our Savior. However, having been made sons and daughters of God through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have been given the power and authority by grace to participate in the creative work of God. In other words, to love as God loves the world, hence to be an instrument of peace, an agent of hope, a lifeline to success, and giver of joy and a face of happiness. Yes, by grace and by His authority, we can become Christ-like, God-like in this world. Of course, it is difficult to be God-like in our world today. But St. Paul reminds us in the second reading of today that the Father has given us His Spirit to aid our development of a Christ-like heart, that is, a heart of love, a heart of peace, a heart of hope, gentleness, and joy for our mission in this world. In other words, God fills us with the fullness of Himself, especially when we receive His body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, so as to make us dispensers, channels, and not controllers of His mercy and love. Yes, we are dispensers, channels of His mercy and love, and not controllers. Thus, as the psalmist says today, our work in this world is to make the Lord's mighty deeds known to the people and to declare the greatness of His name. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we must go forth like the day of Pentecost to make it known in this world that the Lord will not condemn His creatures because the name of He we proclaim is God and not man. But He calls us to repentance and to develop a Christ-like heart of love and mercy. He says, "We can do all things in Christ who strengthens us." May the Lord help us to go forth to proclaim His love and mercy this day, the heart of Jesus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.